KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued mostly cloudy skies today with scattered light rain possible, a high around 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes in our communities, for patients in our communities, from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Topping Iowa news, state officials say outbreaks of COVID-19 in long-term care facilities have caused more than 40% of the deaths in Iowa that are linked to the virus. Public health officials confirmed an outbreak at a nursing home in Cedar Rapids last week, but declined to name other facilities. The latest report from the state indicates 91 people were hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 on Saturday night, and the deaths of 22 Iowans are linked to the virus so far. There have been an additional 519 negative tests for a total of 9,973 negative tests to date, which includes testing reported by the state hygienic lab and other labs. This past Friday, Governor Reynolds tweeted a message to stay home as much as possible to stop the spread of the disease.
One of the things that I have asked Iowans since the start is to remain calm and to be informed. The term shelter in place does not mean that any state's orders are different from or stronger than what we are doing in Iowa. What matters is the substance and the order, not its name.
More than 10% of all the 868 positive cases identified in Iowa by Sunday morning are among staff and residents of long-term care facilities. The statistics underscore that COVID-19 poses the most risk for older adults above the age of 60 with chronic health conditions, resulting in more severe illness and death. Now, a case that was previously reported as a positive case in Pottawatomie County, upon further investigation, officials say was actually a negative case and was removed from the case count. This past Sunday, yesterday, Pottawatomie County Public Health indicated yet another presumptive positive COVID-19 case in the county. The total for Pott County is now 8, 2 of which have recovered. This case is a female, 18 to 40 years of age, and a resident of Council Bluffs. The individual has no pre-existing medical conditions, no recent travel, and no identifiable contact with an existing case. And Pott County Public Health believes it to be a case of community spread. The individual is currently self-isolating at home, does not pose a risk to the public. Now, the IDPH in Page County Public Health Sunday afternoon identified an additional case of COVID-19 in Page County, bringing the total number of cases there to 3. This individual is a middle-aged adult, 41 to 60, and transmitted the virus via community spread. The person was also recovering at home in isolation. And officials in Crawford County were notified Sunday afternoon of 3 additional positive cases of COVID-19, not included in the IDPH press release Sunday morning. The individuals there are between the ages of 61 and 80, and again, community spread of the virus is occurring in Crawford County. The Iowa Department of Public Health and public health officials continue to work closely with Iowa's long-term care associations and facilities, providing guidance for sick residents, transferring residents in need of care to hospitals, constantly monitoring the health of other residents and staff, and implementing additional infection prevention measures. Well, some financial institutions were forced to close after the stock market crash in 1929 as panicked customers pulled out all of their money. And while some Iowans are overreacting during this pandemic, snapping up and hoarding toilet paper, for example, Andrea Dose, Director of Member Services at the Iowa Credit Union League, says most people are staying calm when it comes to their checking and savings accounts.
Have we heard of some folks taking some cash withdrawals? Yes. Have we heard that now that we're entering a new normal, that is lessening? Yes.
In addition to the stress it causes the financial institutions, she says it's just not wise to practice to take out stacks of cash. If something should happen to that money, if it's lost or stolen, it's likely gone for good.
Every credit union in Iowa is insured, so your deposits are safe. Your insurance goes up to $250,000, and then even more for joint accounts. If you have questions about your insurance, never hesitate to reach out to your credit union.
In this era of social distancing, credit unions are still able to serve drive-up customers while meeting others at the door of the building. Online banking, she says, is flourishing as many people want to avoid leaving their homes.
While these times are extremely unsettling and everybody copes with stress differently, we have no reason to believe that this is going to impact our power or our connectivity to our credit unions. So you have access to your money in new ways that we hope that consumers are getting familiar with.
Interest rates have plummeted in recent weeks, making this an ideal time to buy a house, refinance your mortgage, or buy a car. Dose says don't let fears about COVID-19 keep you from pursuing those dreams.
Loan demand is high right now with the interest rates being so low, and so there are several different channels in which you can do that, many of which are online. but there are also some ways that credit unions are closing loans via social distancing measures. So, you know, sitting across the long desk.
More than 1.3 million people are Iowa credit union members. And Governor Kim Reynolds has named a fourth justice to the Iowa Supreme Court. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson says Des Moines attorney Matthew McDermott was her pick for an opening of the state's highest court. He replaces David Wiggins, who was appointed to the court by Governor Tom Vilsack. Wiggins retired last month. McDermott grew up in Carroll. He's worked in a Des Moines law firm and was the lead attorney defending Iowa's new collective bargaining law when public employee unions sued the state. Reynolds announced McDermott's appointment late Friday. In a written statement, Reynolds called McDermott an astute lawyer with deep Iowa roots. In the funeral announcements, Sandra Sue Shell, age 66 of Casey, died Wednesday at her home. A public visitation for Sandra Shell will be today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. David Harry Michael Anderson, age 63, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for David Harry Anderson will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. Sonny Hatfield, age 96, of Atlantic, has died at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Private family graveside services were held in Des Moines, and a celebration of life for Sonny Hatfield will be held later this summer. Roland Funeral Services is assisting the family. Roxanne J. Oliver, age 61, of Harlan, died March 31st at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Roxanne Oliver will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home is assisting the family. Geraldine Ward, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Services for Geraldine Ward are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.